First Steps podcast is back. We watched a brand new television show as usual. And this one, it's got a little bit of a fallout.
Radiation.
We watched Fallout, baby. The first episode from Prime Video. We're going to talk all about it. My name is Eric. Okay. And this is First Steps. Ba-doom. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of First Eps, the podcast starring Eric and Keith.
Yes.
That's the new name for it.
I like that. The full thing.
The full throttle, baby.
First Eps starring Eric and Keith.
TMI. How are you, everybody out there? How are you?
Well, let's wait for the response from the people.
Okay. And now.
All right, I'm fine. Thank you.
Good, good. Yeah, I am also fine.
I didn't ask. But the people did. So they did. Yeah, you're doing
good.
Okay.
I'm a little tired. I think we're both a little tired.
No, my energy level is probably a 9.9 out of 10 right now.
This is probably one of the latest we've ever recorded.
Yeah, yeah. So, which means it's 9 o'clock.
Yeah, you should be in bed. You should have been in bed hours ago.
Absolutely.
But instead, we're here talking about a new show.
Yeah.
As you know, as we're known to do here on the Fall. What's the show called?
On the Fallout Network.
The First Steps podcast. We watched Fallout. It's a new Prime Video show. We've been looking forward to it for a while. This is one. I know you are a big fan of the game.
Absolutely.
Fallout.
100%.
Which ones did you play? You play all of them?
3, New Vegas, and 4.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of them.
The open world one, too. Or that one was
76.
Yeah. That one, too, for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
open world. You know what I mean? Online one, yeah.
So, yeah, and it's like this huge, huge world. Mm. Like, each one of those games is, what, like 50 hours at least to play?
They're,
so, each one has, like, ton of...
tons of content, tons of content, NPCs.
World building, everything. Yep. So, you know, we were excited to see how they would pull this off, if they could pull it off on the show to make it something that video game fans would enjoy, you know, or even appreciate.
Yeah.
Because they're a fickle bunch.
They are.
I have a video game podcast called Gaming News
Weekly. A little podcast you may have
heard. Go check it out. It's a weekly, it's the best weekly video game news show out there.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
And, you know, constantly having conversations with fans of video games. And they are, they know what they like. Mm-hmm. They know what they don't like. And, so it's always a little sketchy when you're coming up on one of these. Remember when Super Mario movie came out and it was like, Chris Pratt is the voice of this? And
he's not even Italian.
Yeah. They burnt down the world.
I think it was the embassy. The Italian embassy. Yeah.
I was nervous. I was nervous going in. But, you know, we're going to talk all about the first episode. It's the only one we watched.
Yeah.
And we're going to base our opinions on the entirety of the series based on this one first
episode. Which is difficult because this one dropped all at once.
Exactly. We'll get into it. But I really wanted to watch it episode 2. But we didn't. We stopped. And so there will be spoilers for the first episode. We're going to talk about it right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to hear those, just fast forward like 10, 15 minutes. We'll get it all out of our system.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about it.
Right.
So it kicks off. And a very, very familiar feeling because it's playing like Nat King Cole. And it's got like, so Walton Goggins is like this cowboy at like this party. And already it's got that retro futuristic vibe.
Yep.
Super cool.
Yep. Love right away. LA.
Yeah.
Super saturated film like, you know, imagery.
Right. Yeah. Very cool looking. That's this birthday party. And, you know, the news keeps coming on. Mm. And every time the news is on, they're talking about like, you know, nuclear blasts are imminent and stuff like that. And they keep shutting it off. Well, they don't want to
enjoy. Let's just party. Yeah, let's just party.
And then, you know, long story short, explosions start going off everywhere.
Oh, bam.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, they did not, you know, I knew that was what the show was going to be about. But to see it happen was really sad.
Yeah.
Really interesting to see how it was done. And it was not just one bomb.
No, like
it
was five or six.
They were all over
LA.
The place. Yeah. They zoom out and they just show the whole city just getting explosions everywhere.
Yeah.
So everybody runs for the fallout shelter. Some people hop on a horse and just ride off. Just try the
best, yep.
And
very David Lynchian.
Yeah. And then it cuts, and we go 219 years later is what we're seeing next. And we're seeing life inside of the vault. You know, these are
Vault 33.
Vault 33. From the, you know, from the game, we know that there are these, you know, underground vaults, these fallout shelters, you know, all over the place. And
Vault Tech.
Yeah, and they kept the same, you know, they didn't grow in age. It was all the same retro futuristic vibe for the entirety, for the entire 219 years.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So it's very interesting. We meet Lucy, the main character played by Ella Purnell. Giant eyeballs.
Love her.
Biggest eyes I've ever seen in my entire life. You love
the giant eye lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there were two of them.
Yeah.
But the whole time I'm watching it, it was very surreal. Being a fan of the game series and really seeing it play out with the posters. And like there's Easter eggs to the game like everywhere. There's like
seamlessly integrated in, obviously, right? So I just felt like it's funny you say it because
it was just that world.
That's exactly it. I was in it. Like it didn't seem surreal. It just seemed like I was literally watching the game, but I wasn't playing it. It's interesting that you said that. Okay. Yeah.
And then we meet some of the other main characters. Lucy's dad, played by Kyle MacLachlan.
Love him.
And he comes in because the beginning premise is that Lucy is going to get married off to someone from the neighboring vault. Vault 32. Because, you know, you can only fool around with your cousin when you're younger. No sex with your cousin when you get older. It's weird.
That's what they say. That's at least Vault 33's rules.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It may not be Vault 16.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, that's not my rules. Maybe that vault, that's how they do. Not around here.
You don't know what vault I come from.
Exactly. So the other... we quickly meet Monty, who is the... her groom, the person she's supposed to be breeding with.
I didn't know that.
From Vault 32. Monty. Yeah, Monty.
Okay.
And as soon as we meet them, he's super dirty. Everybody from Vault 32 is like real dirty, real sketchy looking.
Yeah. I thought that too. I'm like, they all look a little bit like...
Yeah.
Like they've seen something.
Exactly. Yeah, it was like something is up.
But the leader from Vault 32...
Yeah.
Do you know who that is?
No.
The woman? She's like... kind of a new Samantha in And Then What Happened or whatever, the Sex and the City reboot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's like a good friend of Sarah Jessica Parker's character.
Interesting.
So I'm like,
is she a bad guy in that?
No.
Mm.
But she definitely is like sassy and forthright.
Gotcha. So she was definitely sassy and forthright.
Right? Yeah.
Less sassy, but I'm more forthright.
But she looked a lot more gritty here. She's very clear in that. Yeah.
Yeah. Who's grittier, Samantha or this woman from Vault 32?
Samantha would be, what if Samantha comes on as a villainess?
Yes. Yeah. I'm Samantha.
She like lost an eye though or something. So she's like real. Yeah, that's how you know she's really like badass.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She can't breed anymore though. She just keeps talking about menopausal she is.
Yeah.
Back when I was in Vault 16, I was the top breeder.
3 years running.
Oh boy. Be a good... crossover. We gotta remember that for our next show. Some crossovers.
That would
be fun.
Yeah, all right.
But yeah, they waste no time in getting to breeding. Lucy and Monty are in there. And she quickly finds out that he is not who he says he is. He's in fact a raider who are the bad guys.
Yep. It turns out that they start hearing some screaming, and then she puts on her Pip-Boy, and then like it starts beeping, that's radiation.
Right.
So you know that he had to be on the surface, because that's where people are radiated. So she's like, you're a raider. She puts it all together, and then there's a whole fight scene. It's amazing. Yeah,
real cool fight scene. Yeah. How did you feel about when she popped on the Pip-Boy? Because that's such an integral part of all the games, where it's like, it's your, you know, you're always looking at your HUD. You can't
take it off. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like,
they changed that.
It was cool to see it in action.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But yeah, they get into this huge fight. Lucy ends up getting stabbed.
She does. I was wondering if they're going to slow it out of the time, like I do. Like the bats.
I know. I was wondering, like, can they do that in this? She did do it kind of with... she gets like a stun gun type thing, or that's shoots true.
Like hypodermic needles, like
sedatives
or something.
Exactly, and you know, that slows him down.
Mm-hmm.
But so she beats up Monty. makes her way out, looks out, and everybody's getting wiped out.
Yeah, it's just chaos, Raiders, blood, just screaming.
Very, very violent.
Yeah.
Very violent. I mean,
the game is true.
And especially, like, looking at the juxtaposition of their life that they were living in Vault 33, everything's, like, you know, real, you know, leave it to Beaver. Yeah, happy-go-lucky.
Make sure you don't swear.
And and then they just get destroyed by these raiders that come in.
It's kind of like us when Trump first got into office.
Oh boy. And then the leader of the raiders ends up like kidnapping Lucy's dad, and then leaving this bomb and taking off.
Yeah.
She blew up something and left out of there.
She went back to Sex and the City for the next season.
And then next we meet in an entirely different part of the world, Maximus.
I love this too. I love how we're kind of going across the different factions. Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah,
Maximus he's like in this army barracks where we find out it's the Brotherhood of Steel.
Mm-hmm.
And we see there's like this airship and like these giant like mech suit guys.
Yeah.
Super
the
cool
power armor or whatever that's called. Yeah.
Yeah, I would want to be one of those guys.
Well, you can't get that. You can get that armor eventually, but it's always late game.
I know.
You can't get there right away.
I remember getting it in Fallout 76, and it was like, really? I never wanted to leave it.
You played that long to get that?
Well, no, I think it was like something you could acquire it somehow, like you steal it from somebody or something. Oh,
okay, yeah.
But it was, I didn't ever want to leave it. It felt real nice inside one of them armors.
Yeah, it does. It does.
But that place was cool. It was like, kind of like religion and the army mixed together.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Yeah. They were like led by some priest kind of guys.
Yeah. And it had like a like knights type thing too, because they were squires.
Almost like a Knights Templar or something kind of vibe to it.
I liked it. It was very interesting. It was very intense.
Yeah.
But then we go back to Vault 33. We're bouncing back and forth between these two stories now. And we see that Lucy, she wants to leave the vault to go look for her father. Oh. So, she does this whole thing and ends up leaving the vault for the first time, in her entire life.
Right. No one's ever left the vault, I don't think, right?
No.
Besides maybe the Raiders.
Exactly. They had said during the wedding that, maybe in the next 100 years, the air would be clean enough for people to live outside of the vault.
Right.
So this is a whole new thing. Everybody's telling her not to do it and stuff like that. But she's determined.
She wants to find her father.
Then we go back to Maximus. He threw... I'm gonna skip the hows and the whys of this whole thing, but he gets promoted to...
Which was Maximus again?
The guy in the army.
Oh, Brotherhood. Yeah. He's one of the cadets or whatever.
He gets promoted to squire, one of those armor suit guys.
Through some different machinations. Oh, yeah. We don't really know what happened.
Someone got injured, basically.
Yeah.
He may have been the cause, may not have.
We don't know yet.
He does reap the benefits.
Yep.
And he gets to leave the army base where he wasn't, he didn't seem to be a fan of anybody's out there. He was doing like cleaning up all the shit in the latrine tires.
There were
always
flies flying around him. Yeah, it looks gross. Out.
Well, because he was always near the poop.
Oh, that's why that was?
Yeah, those tires were like where they poop.
Oh.
So he was always on latrine duty cleaning it.
Oh, I didn't realize that's what that was.
Yeah, he just thought he was dirty. He was like
pig pen or something. I'm like, what is going on with this guy's deal? Like, why are there flies around him all the time?
No wonder no one likes him.
I couldn't figure that part out. Okay, when did they say those were the shitter toilets?
I don't know. They mentioned it at some point. Maybe put two and two together because there's toilet seats on top of them.
That's what I was trying to figure out when he's breaking. I'm like, what is he breaking on that? Like, I thought it was one of those like garbage cans where you put like compost. I guess you could compost it now.
Sure, you could.
Anyway, all right. Now that makes a lot more sense.
And now he's on a mission to hunt this target. They have like this drawing of a guy and his dog that he needs to go hunt down.
Exactly.
So he leaves the army barracks on this really cool helicopter thing.
Yep.
It was interesting looking at the difference between like how it is like... It still has that retro futuristic vibe, but some things are very futuristic in that, like that helicopter was very updated, like the mech suits the that they have, stuff, yep. like stuff like that on the surface seems to have progressed versus, you know, the Pip-Boy with the green screen
whatever.
And then the last scene, we see a couple of cowboys out there in a graveyard. And immediately I heard Michael T. Williamson. I recognize that voice. Bubba from Forrest Gump.
Got it, yep.
He's there with a couple other cowboys going to dig up a mutant.
Well, the one cowboy kind of reminded me of the one gay dad from... The family.
From Family.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, from Modern Family.
Yeah, I'm like, is that him? Uh-huh. It's not, wasn't him though, was it?
I don't think so. I don't know. That's funny. Because, well, yeah, all of a sudden then he gets shot with like a, like he gets killed by like a doll part.
Is that what that was? What happened
whatever.
To
him? Yeah.
I wasn't sure. I'm like, what is happening?
Like, I didn't
right
know
now?
What that was. Yeah, it was like a garbage gun or something.
They get shot out like.
And yeah, they, so.
Like blew off his head.
Yeah, so they dig up this mutant.
Yeah, no, a ghoul.
A well, yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Do they call him mutants?
I mean, he did. He called him like a mutie at first, and then he was like, he's a ghoul, but he might be a feral ghoul.
Yeah.
So they brought a chicken because feral ghouls.
Right. They become so irradiated.
Chickens.
Yeah. Well, they're irradiated. They have no control of themselves. Regular ghouls are just like you or I. They just had their noses fallen off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we see, like, it's basically like a cross, like grave marker, but it has like IV bags. Like hanging down, going into the dirt.
I did not see that either.
Yeah, so it was really interesting. So they dig him up.
Yeah,
and it is Walton Goggins, the cowboy from the beginning.
There we go.
Who had run off on his horse?
Yep.
Without a nose now.
Yep.
He's just
2 years later.
Same
there
thing.
He is.
Without a nose. Still handsome.
Yep.
How do you feel about Walton Goggins? You think he's attractive
well,
or strange?
I liked him with the nose.
Better with the nose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, like you said, kick-ass fighter.
Yeah, so they want him for a job.
Mm.
They got, you know, they got a mission as well.
One last job.
And he has plans of his own, and he says, fuck y'all.
Yep. A boom. Yeah. Doll parts flying everywhere.
Kills them all.
Like, pulls a real Courtney Love.
Yeah. Just die. Exactly. And, yeah, doll parts.
Yep.
And then boots Bubba into the grave and takes off. He wasn't feral.
Mm-mm.
He did not eat the chicken. He left the chicken.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that is how it ended.
That was great. Yep.
Yeah, that was an hour and 14 minutes this show was. We cruised through it in what, like 8? That was good. That was a good synopsis.
Yeah, I thought it was very good too. Personally, yeah. I think you hit all the highlights. You did miss the one part. There was the
Which
lady
part?
With the eye who got stabbed. She was a blonde lady. She was having a baby too. And then, and then all of a sudden she was raided. And then she went crazy and was shooting the machine gun at some point in
time.
She
was great.
And yeah, I liked her too.
Because she was pregnant. So she had like that, you know, that mommy instinct.
Right, the instinct,
But yeah, there were a lot of those tertiary characters in the vault that we could have talked about that, you know,
she just
may or may have not have met an untimely fate.
I think she was still at the end.
She was good.
Yeah,
she survived.
Yep.
And yeah, but it was a close one.
Oof.
It was a close
for
one.
A lot
very
of us,
very
yeah.
violent.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this was directed by Jonathan Nolan. He also did Westwood.
Oh, I know Westwood. That's a great show.
So similar kind of feeling ish to that. But yeah, before we get into our rating of this particular episode,
well, we can never go right into it. What do we got now?
Yeah, I just want to know. what is your favorite? First of all, what's your favorite video game? You think of all time?
Oh,
I know I didn't set you up with this. I should have. Just instinctually.
Final Fantasy IV.
Final Fantasy IV. Do you think that would make a good movie or TV show?
Oh my god, absolutely.
Yeah, which would you prefer, a movie or a show?
I think a show because there's a lot of characters in it and there's a lot of arcs to it. And so it'd be fun to see them. And then you can really care about them when half the cast meets their demise.
Oh, jeez.
Because that's what happens in it. It was one of the first ones where like the characters didn't all survive.
It surprises me that they haven't tried to do more with Final Fantasy as a movie or a television show. Like they did that the Advent, whatever.
Yeah. Which was kind of its own
thing. And it was like, that was like, you know, at the...
I didn't watch that.
Beginning of when, like, I did.
Okay.
When, like, CGI was, starting a thing, and there was that weird Uncanny Valley.
Yep.
But yeah, I didn't care for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think most people were in that boat where they were like, it's okay.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah.
But no, that's a good one.
Yeah, what about you?
So I was thinking about it, and so we just talked about it actually on the Gaming News Weekly as well. And we put together a top five list.
Yeah.
My number one was Bloodborne. I would love to see Bloodborne. It would be so hard to do, though.
Yeah.
Because it's so, I don't know, all over the place.
Yeah,
like, I don't know what it would follow, but it's just so dark and, like,
the doll maker, like, the doll coming alive?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot you could do.
It would be a lot. Because you can do, really, like, a Dark Souls. I think that with the fantasy and everything's just so abstract and weird and stuff. I think Bloodborne is a little bit more centered in realism in a way. So I thought that one would be doable.
I mean, that would be great. I'd love to see what happened. Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the other ones in our top five, my co-host, his number one was Red Dead Redemption, Western, and then Grand Theft Auto. You know,
if something come out, no TV show for Grand Theft Auto, just a new Grand Theft Auto is coming out.
Right.
Okay.
Which, yeah, like the games themselves are
stories too.
Are like a movie.
And so it's Red Dead. With
Final Fantasy, you know, everything. If it's done well, if it's a good video game,
yep,
you know, you'll get a beginning end.
It's got this
great story that you could follow, much like a movie.
Yep.
And it's kind of how I felt about Fallout.
Yep.
That, you know, I did see some people say, like, do we really need a movie? Like, the game is enough.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll talk about it. Yeah. I do just want to real quick touch on, I found a list of upcoming video game, movie, and TV adaptations, and there are a ton of them.
I mean, did we watch it for this podcast? But the Castlevania one is
Castlevania.
Great. To me, that's like a really high bar. I did not know what to expect from it, and they took it and ran. I thought it was fantastic.
And that's how I felt about, like, Arcane was my favorite show, and that's based on the League of Legends.
Right.
So, yeah, so there's a Super Mario Brothers sequel announced for 2026.
Movie, obviously.
Movie.
Yeah. Okay.
The Borderlands movie comes out in a couple months.
Okay. Now, that one, I'm not sure what we do. I think that is a cool world. I'm not sure what the story is going
to
be.
You love Kate Blanchett.
Oh, she's in that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, that's must watch then, obviously.
Right?
Yeah.
There's another Sonic the Hedgehog. There's a bunch of, like, there's a Sonic the Hedgehog movie and there's a Knuckles show coming out soon. They just announced that I think Keanu Reeves is going to be in Sonic the Hedgehog 3 as, like, Shadow.
Okay.
Return to Silent Hill.
Okay. Silent Hill, that's a good franchise for, definitely.
That was a great movie.
Yeah.
And they haven't come back with that one. It was always fun seeing that Pyramid Head guy come to life, and those nurses, the twitchy nurses. There's a Death Stranding movie that was announced.
I don't know Death Stranding.
It's a Hideo Kojima game with the dude from The Walking Dead.
Okay.
It's weird.
Okay.
It's weird. Let's see, what are some other good ones? Duke Nukem.
Okay.
Classic. A Mega Man movie coming to Netflix.
Interesting. All right.
Yeah, that would have to be an animated
film, right? There's only just him running around in the boss level, people.
Yeah,
exactly. They have more of a, like, a story? Like, I feel like with, like, Mario, there's a whole cast of people that run along with him. I don't know anybody who fights with Mega Man.
Well, so there is the, you know, the Proto Men band? Remember them? Mm-hmm. Their whole shtick is, like, the lore of Mega Man. So there's a lot more lore than you even know.
All right. Yep.
A Gears of War movie, Streets of Rage, Dragon's Lair, I saw is attached with Ryan Reynolds. Remember that one?
Yep, the one from way back in the
day. Yeah, at the arcade where it's like the cartoon.
You never made past the drawbridge.
Yeah, no. Like,
I spent so much money in that damn game.
Yeah. A Mortal Kombat 2.
Okay.
Another Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. A Portal movie was from J.J. Abrams.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of these I don't know if they're, like, it says they've been, like, they're still, like, TBD.
Okay.
A BioShock movie.
That's a good one.
That one I do know is coming. That one was bought by Netflix.
Okay.
I would love to see that one. Yep. A Just Dance movie. I don't know what that would be.
Wait. I'm thinking that. Yeah, that is, like, Nintendo.
It's just
and stuff,
Nintendo,
right?
Dancing. Yeah. Okay. Like, there's a Sims movie that Margot Robbie is going to be doing.
Is she, like, only doing those kind of movies now?
I guess. Like, I didn't know, like, what would the Sims movie even be? We were talking about this, too. And it's like, is it going to be like Barbie where, like, a Sims character comes to, like, the real world?
Oh, maybe.
Or is it going to be Like, because what would it be based on? The Sims. I don't know.
Maybe, like, they'll become sentient that, like, somebody's controlling them and they try to, like, make them so they don't, like, die in the pool.
Yeah, that's what, like,
people would do that. I didn't do that. But they're, like, remove, like,
my wife would do that all the time. Remove
the ladder.
Yeah.
It's like, your wife did that? She did not. Probably,
yeah. And just, like, occasionally throw, like, a chicken down there and see if they went cannibal. Let's see. Another Tomb Raider movie.
Okay. All right. Tomb Raider. There's been a series of those. Yep.
Yeah. Those and then there's good. A Tomb Raider show coming to Netflix, the animated series. That looks great.
Okay.
Castlevania Nocturne is another Castlevania, that series. Did you watch that one? Or there was another one, right?
No, not Nocturne. It was the, I think it's the original
just
one.
Just Castlevania, is it
called? I think there are three seasons of it that I've seen,
The Witcher's getting another season. Okay. Henry Cavill's done, though. They got a new Witcher coming, so we'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Halo's still going. I don't know who's watching that.
Mm-mm.
All the fans of the Halo series were very disappointed, so I don't know like who's still watching.
Interesting.
The Last of Us still going strong. Okay. And then Horizon's getting a TV show. Mm. There's some great Pokemon Concierge. Did you watch that at all?
Mm-mm.
It's like, so it's on Netflix, and it's this cartoon about, like, this resort that Pokemon can go to and people go to.
Is it
and it's great.
Anime?
It's great, yeah. It's so good.
It's like a White Lotus for Pokemon?
Right, yeah. I recommend it.
Okay.
There is a Mass Effect show that was announced. I don't know if that...
that's a great world, too.
That is, that would be amazing to see come to life. Very similar to Fallout, stuff. Where... Yeah. Great story in the game, but there's so much more they could tell.
Right. Yeah.
And then, Twisted Metal, they got a second season.
Oh, Lord. Did you actually end up watching any more of that?
No, but what I have, I've enjoyed. I just always forget about it. It's never like, you never really think about it. A God of War show.
There's so many. Devil May Cry.
Dude, so many. Devil May Cry. Yeah.
Like, you only read, like, half of this list.
Yeah, exactly. Just an Assassin's Creed show. So, yeah, dude, it's video game properties are hot commodity right now.
You know,
it's
because, like, nobody wants to come up with, like, creative content.
Exactly.
So, like, that's, like, the next best thing.
Right.
I'll take that.
Yeah, there's already scripts out there of these games.
Exactly. Like, just get the ad and fill in the blanks.
And especially after we've seen, like, that... You know, with The Last of Us, it can be done and win, Emmys and be considered, like, artistic and stuff. Yeah. It's not just a video game.
Right.
So, so it's very cool. The future is bright for us nerds.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about the first episode of Fallout.
Yeah.
I want to hear, on a scale of 1 to 10, what is your rating of the first episode?
8.
Eight is great.
Yeah.
I will give it an 8.5.
Yep. Well, I was gonna go a little bit higher than me.
I was gonna go 9.
Oh,
and
really? What happened?
I don't know. I put it into perspective a little as I was thinking about it. Like, as I'm watching, I'm like, this is perfect. Mm-hmm. It's such a good show.
Yep.
It's like all the characters I love, but it did have some lulls, so it didn't get that 9. I brought it down, just a half point. But, I was floating around in between 8 and 9 the whole time. And, so I figured 8.5.
Yep. No, I didn't see a doctor character. That's one of my favorites in Fallout. I always need to be a physician of some sort.
They did have the first aid kit that they brought out, though. Mm-hmm. It was great.
Loved it. The hypo spray. No, whatever that's called. That's Star Trek. But anyway, I forget what it's called for that. But I love the kit, the med kit.
And then the stim,
The stim, that's it. The stim thing. Yeah. Stim pack,
Yeah, it was.
I'm looking forward to seeing how it evolves. And like, they kind of show what's coming up next at the end of it. And it really had the vibe of it. You know, they even got the... Like the canine companion, right? Like all that. I'm like, oh, is that guy who usually plays a bad guy? I'm like, is he actually going to be a good guy in this? Where he's kind of like the stranger who
is that the guy they're hunting?
The Brotherhood of Steel is hunting that guy.
Yeah.
But usually the guy who's got the dog with him is a good guy.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, and the Brotherhood of Steel are not always good guys.
Mm.
Sometimes they're like...
They seemed a little sketch.
Yeah, they're sometimes on their own path. They don't always look out for what's best for everybody else besides what's best for themselves. So
makes sense.
I don't know. But I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah, me too. Like what I was nervous about going in was the world building and making sure that they did, you know, pay tribute to the game and do enough, have enough of that fan service to keep everybody happy. And they absolutely proved that they're going to do that in the first episode. Yep. Now it's just to see what the story is going to be and if that could, you know, could keep us.
Yep.
But all the reviews that I've seen of the full season are glowing.
Yeah, yeah. Very positive. I always love it when there's a character who kind of has that arc where they start out kind of being like naive and, you know, glassy-eyed, doe-eyed, and then they turn into like,
yeah,
like a bad bitch. And I'm excited. But she's to see.
Like right from the start, like in the very first scene of meeting her, she's talking about how she knows like Brazilian jiu-jitsu and she's like the expert rifle person and like all this stuff. Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, she's very like, just like never thought she would ever use any of that stuff. And now we get to see her. You know,
I forgot about that when she was talking about her background for when she was being approved to be
exactly. That's what it was. Yeah, her interview to for her breeding.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm excited to see more of what she gets into.
Yeah, yeah, and everybody, like you said, what's his name?
Maximus.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. And the cowboy. Like I'm assuming they're going to come together. And that's one of my favorite things in this game too, is when you get your like your allies and you're kind of walking together and you got your little squad. Love that part.
Nice.
So I'm hoping they get to do some team-based like attacks.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I want to see the team come together because I think it would be fun to see them. Three very different characters. We'll see what their
That's goal what's fun is. About the game itself is cuz you can have all these different builds like when you played the game, do you have a particular like build that you go for? Did you do more like melee or more like distance with guns or shotguns or with electricity?
I don't remember. I think
there's like laser weapons.
So I didn't play it nearly as much as you did. Okay. And it's because I struggled with the combat. Distance, like weapons, the ammunition is hard to find a lot of the time, so you have to be very sparing with those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so you could do hand-to-hand combat, but it's like scary, and you just may die all the time.
Yep,
and,
yep.
But I think I tried to stay as far back as possible. Okay, that was it. A lot of time using that the Pip-Boy to target different parts and stuff.
Yeah. Slow it down. Yep, that's the best part. Yeah. Yeah. See, my favorite was I like to have somebody who's got a distance attack. Typically, like you'll have like there's a robot that can shoot some kind of lasers. And then I like to have a melee weapon myself. So I usually have like a chainsaw.
Oh, nice.
Or they have like the, what do they call it? There's like a little ripper, hand ripper thing too that you use. Those are great ones.
That's amazing.
Yep, yep.
So you have someone just like shooting it and then just running through.
Right,
like...
right. With my scientist outfit on. Yep. One of my favorites.
Well, hopefully, we'll see something like that in the show.
Yep, yep.
We can hope.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's it from us. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of First Eps. Be sure to go to YouTube. We're at Pop Culture Playground. It's the name of the channel. Hit subscribe there. This show, a bunch of other stuff's on there. If you don't want to do that, fine.
I mean, that's fine.
Fine.
Right.
We're not judging.
No.
But at least listen to us. Go get the podcast version of it. Mm. Anywhere podcasts are found, just type in First Eps. Hit subscribe. Click download all, and then you could just go back, listen to all of them. There's like an overarching story that goes through each one of these episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The final word of every episode forms like a really long sentence. Right,
let us know what you've discovered.
Yeah, it's like a treasure hunt. and then check us out on TikTok, Instagram. We're there. I'm posting infrequently, but I'm trying to do better.
I mean, you got a lot of the agenda too. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
We got to hire you an
intern. Just the fact that we're sitting here right now doing this is one thing.
That's payment enough for everyone.
Exactly. and then, I think that's all I got. So thank you again, and we'll see you next time with more First Eps. First Steps Podcast is back. Wait, what's that sound? It's a nuclear bomb exploding. Oh,
I put my thumb up.
Yeah. Well, I hope there's not too much fallout.
Mm.
Yep. My name's Eric.
Yep, I'm Keith.
And this is First Apps, the podcast.
That's a keeper.
That's a keeper.